The views and opinions expressed by hosts, invited speakers, and callers do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network. Black Rose, are you there? We can't hear you.
Oh, really? Oh, my goodness.
I hear you now.
Okay. I couldn't hear anything. I am here, yes.
Oh, we're on air if you want to start.
Oh, Scott. Thank you so much, Scott. I didn't hear any music or anything. I don't know what's going on my end. I didn't hear a word. I was just waiting to hear my little intro music. Didn't hear anything. My bad. Well, welcome in. Thanks so much, Scotty, and thank you for joining us tonight here at the Lotus Place on this lovely Friday evening. It is April the 1st, and I love April because April is my birthday month, so I absolutely love the month of April. It is springtime and spring fling, spring love, and that fits perfectly into our show for tonight because we are talking about relationships because it is Friday night. Relationships, marriage, love, sex, just all things to help you have a happy, healthy, and wholesome relationships. So we talk all things relationship to help you with that. And you can always write in a question about a relationship issue, concern, or money, or cooking, or a life question that you have. You can write those letters in to us at the Lotus Place Radio Show at Gmail. And we will answer your letter. Delta Cougar will answer your letter, and she will give you some of that good old country down home advice. So, tonight we are talking about having a relationship. It may be a different kind of relationship. It may be one that you may like, may have hoped for. It's a relationship whereas you're not necessarily possibly in a committed one-on-one relationship with this person. Maybe you're just a sex buddy. And I shouldn't say just because, again, it may be something that you are desirous of. So, are you in a love relationship with your mate and your partner? Do you have a love mate? Or is this a sex buddy? So we want to hear from you. And is it okay for women to now have a sex buddy? Because some people would say that men have sex buddies and it's okay. They have certain women that they may just have sex with. So in today's world, I know I've heard some women mention this, that they have men that they simply have sex with. So what do you think? Sex buddies, friends with benefits, friends with friends benefits, ooh la la. Are you the one that goes out to meet his family and his friends? Do you go out on the dates with the friends and the family? Do you go to the family dinners? Or does he just call you after 10:30 when the news goes off and he's done hanging out with his woman and comes over to you at 11 o'clock at night? So, but now if that's okay with you, maybe you've put the children to bed, you're home from work, you're relaxed, and that is perfectly okay with you. So we want to hear from you tonight on this topic. Do call in 641-715-3660 is the number to dial, and we will get you right in. We want to hear what you have to say, and we'll hear from Feather Light tonight. She'll talk with us on her mind, share some of her mind, body, and spirit with us. So I do look forward to that. Let's see. I saw in the news that, what's her name? Rosario Dawson. She's an actress in New York, and she's supporting Bernie Sanders. I've listened to some of her, one of her speeches, opening speeches, welcoming Bernie Sanders at a rally. Did not get a chance to listen to all of it, but sounds like she's very passionate. I'm glad to see Bernie Sanders has a celebrity endorsement out there. I saw, Spike Lee, also there supporting Bernie Sanders. So we'll just see where this goes. So I thought that was quite interesting. Bernie Sanders did win the last caucus in Hawaii. Washington, and I want to say Arizona. I should have it here, but I don't. So we'll let maybe King Bill come on and give us our political update. But I thought that was quite interesting. I just wanted to mention that little tidbit of news, as well as another hot topic that on yesterday when I kind of heard an update on this story, it just broke my heart because this young lady was serving, she had served 3 years in prison in Connecticut, because even when you're awaiting trial in Connecticut, instead of you going to jail, you're sent to prison while you're awaiting trial, which seems like it, that's a violation of your civil rights in and of itself, civil and human rights. And then on top of this, the story is, her name is Sherelle Baldwin. So her boyfriend, who deceived her, he apparently had these issues. Welcome in, Featherlight. How are you? I'm talking about the story of Sherelle Baldwin, just briefly before into our topic.
And, sure. Namaste.
Namaste. And so, actually, the man was quite abusive. She had a restraining order placed on placed against him, and he still came to her house to abuse her. And so, in defense of herself and her child, she tries to get away. Same way as Melissa? Is it Melissa Alexander in Florida? And what's her name? That prosecutor, same one that was supposed to be prosecuting George Zimmerman, Angela Cooper, tried to give Melissa 60 years because she was defending herself.
Right.
They were trying to give this young lady 60 years, another 60 years, for defending herself against this man that came into her house and told her before he came over that, I'm going to kill you and your family. And she had a child with this man. Mm-hmm. So, let me see, I think I actually have a clip of her just sharing her story just quickly, and then we'll go into your mind, body, and spirit. Let me just see.
Yeah, please do. Let them hear that.
Okay, here we are. Sherelle Baldwin. Thankfully, she was freed.
Right, but, yeah.
on yesterday, but still, I mean,
all that
really
she had
free,
to go
had
through.
To, why would she even have to serve 3 years?
Well, now to today's top story, the verdict,
okay, here we go.
Not guilty. That was a decision of a Connecticut jury Thursday in the murder trial of Sherelle Baldwin. We first reported on the case yesterday, just hours before the jury acquitted Baldwin, a 24-year-old mother. She was charged with the 2013 killing of her ex-boyfriend, Jeffrey Brown, whom Baldwin says had stalked and abused her. According to court documents, Brown had repeatedly threatened Baldwin, took her credit cards and money, assaulted her during visits to see their son. Baldwin eventually attained a court order barring threats, harassment, and assaults by him during his visits. But Brown continued sending Baldwin a threatening text messages. Then, according to a police affidavit based on Baldwin's statements, Brown showed up at her house, climbed through her window, and attacked her, choking her with his belt. Baldwin escaped and managed to get inside her car, but so did Brown, who again choked her. What happened next is hard for even Baldwin to remember, but when police arrived, they found her on the ground with a broken leg, and Brown was lifeless in front of the car, pinned against the garage wall. Baldwin was eventually arrested on murder charges.
Since the incident, Sherelle Baldwin has spent nearly 3 years in prison, held on $1 million bond. A first trial in 2015 ended in a hung jury, 11-1, was declared a mistrial in her favor, the 11-1. Prosecutors moved to retry Sherelle. After the non-guilty verdict was read, Sherelle Baldwin fell to the floor sobbing, saying, "My baby is going to get his mommy back." Jeffrey Brown's father, Jeffrey Hines, said he respected the decision of the jury. He pointed to a class ring he wears, which has a symbol of the scales of justice, and said, "They made a decision. That's it." The case has caught the attention of domestic violence organizations nationwide, who cited the case as an example of how Black women are disproportionately imprisoned when they defend themselves against domestic abuse. Well, today, in a Democracy Now! Exclusive, Sherelle Baldwin joins us in our studio for her first interview since being freed yesterday. Also with us is her mother, Cynthia Long, who we spoke to yesterday on Democracy Now! In Bridgeport. But today she is with us in New York, and her attorney, defense attorney Miles Gretti. Thank you so much for joining us all. Sherelle, welcome to the free world.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
How did you feel when you heard that verdict yesterday in the Bridgeport courtroom?
I just, like, collapsed. I couldn't believe it. When they said not guilty of all five accounts, it was just like God sent an angel down and saved me. It was amazing.
You'd been in prison for nearly 3 years.
Yes.
Awaiting this trial.
Yes.
What's it been like in terms of, you have a five-year-old son. How did you were able to maintain relations with him during that period of time that you were in prison? And what's been his reaction now that you're back out?
Well, he hasn't seen me yet, but I'm going to see him on Monday. But I will see him twice a month up at York CI Correctional Facility. And the whole time he thought I was at school. He didn't know that I was in jail, because we wore like burgundy shirts and jeans. So he thought I was at school, but he said to me last weekend, he was like, "Mommy, when you come home, we're going to play Lego Batman." And I said, I promise you, when I come home, I'm going to play Lego Batman with you. And I'm going to keep my promise. When you come home Monday, I'm going to play Lego Batman all day with him.
Cynthia Long, we spoke to you yesterday just before the verdict. We didn't know how long the jury would be out, but what was your response?
I was just totally overjoyed, and I was so happy because I believe that my daughter was innocent the whole time. And I am just so grateful that the jury got to hear her side of the story and that, you know, they made the right decision. It's just overwhelming, you know, with tears, because, you know, there's so many domestic violence victims out there that are still struggling in the jail for fighting back. And, you know, I'm just so grateful that, you know, everything turned out well for Sherelle.
And Miles Garrity, could you talk about how you got involved in the case and also the significance of the case, especially in light of the fact that there was this history of abuse that existed beforehand? Why the prosecutors even attempted a murder conviction?
I got involved when I was told about the facts of this case. And Shira had a nice, really good lawyer, but who hadn't tried any murder cases. So I got involved for the first trial and then again for the second trial. You know, battered women, when they step out of the role and defend themselves, there's a lot of prejudice. I mean, a lot of jurors, a lot of men especially, can't, once a woman steps out of that role, will think, oh, she's not battered, or see avenues of escape. You know, Sherelle was in her bedroom, and you mentioned the window, but we don't know how he got in. Sherelle was in her bedroom, was attacked in her bedroom, choked and whipped horrifically. I mean, she's got not even noted, by the way, when she got to the hospital. She crashed her car into a cement wall going 21 miles an hour, 30.8 feet per second. So she's concussed. She wakes up next to the car, not really knowing what had happened because she had retrograde amnesia. Because she didn't know how it happened and what had happened, the assumption was that she was lying. And so you have this woman who is one of the nicest, sweetest people on earth, who wouldn't hurt a fly, who was desperate to get back to her child, to save her child. You know,
because her baby was inside.
Inside, crying when she left. And the thing that gets me...
He was, what, 18 months
18
old?
18 months. And when Sherelle... Okay, there's a thing called the castle doctrine in most states. You have a right... You don't have to retreat from your own home. The court ruled in two trials that as soon as she stepped off her porch, as soon as she stepped out of her house, that doctrine didn't apply. Which would mean if a woman was attacked in her home and thrown out the window when she's on the grass of her neighbor, suddenly it's her duty of care towards her attackers has changed.
And even though her garage is part of her home.
Right. And what a lot of women's groups are saying, first place, there ought to be a virtual castle doctrine. If there's a court order saying you're not to be attacked, you're not to be harassed, you ought not to have the duty to retreat. And, you know, as much talk as there is of stand your ground, this is a situation where Sherelle, being slight at the time, you know, smaller than Jeffrey Brown, not having, you know, women are likely to own a gun. A third is, you know, three times as many men have guns. If she was bigger and stronger and beat him to death in her apartment, she never would have been charged. But as soon as she leaves her home, they changed it. And that's wrong. I mean, that is really, that law needs to be changed. And, you know, it's amazing to me that in 2016, we're still dealing with the societal pressures, you know, where if a woman defends herself, suddenly she's complicit in her battering. And it, you know, this is really a problem.
We're going to break. And when we come back, we're also.
So we want to come back and talk about Sherelle Baldwin's case, and we'll talk a little bit more about that before we go into our topic. But let's let Feather share your mind, body, and spirit with us.
All right. Yeah, I definitely want to get into that. He raised some very, very good points about the whole situation. So I'd like to get more into that.
Okay.
All right. This is called Get in Rhythm. Like Beyonce's Get in Formation, this is Get in Rhythm. I'm going to throw some phrases at you and see if you can recognize any of them, relate to them. Out of rhythm, out of sync, out of tune, off beat. Synchronicity. You feel me? You dig? Can you relate? You with me? Can you dig it? Are we on the same page? Are we even in the same book? Are we on the same vibe? All of it is saying, are we on the same vibrational rhythm? Sometimes we meet people and you just connect, you know? You know, you're on the same frequency. You jive well together. And sometimes not. Maybe something that draws you to them, but you're not on the same frequency. There was a movie called Frequency starring Dennis Quaid where an accidental cross-time radio link connects a father and a son over a 30-year period. You remember that, Black Rose? Where the father had died and the son was, when the son was a little boy. But the son had the opportunity to save him using that radio frequency from an outdated radio that he found in the attic. It was It was a very touching story.
Yeah,
but it's all about frequency.
Was like a firefighter or something like that.
Yes, yes, he was a firefighter, right? And he had gotten he had gotten killed in the fire by taking a right, and so the son wanted to go back to that time and tell him to take a left, and to change the whole sequence, but it changed a lot of other things too. So there are 11 universal laws. 11. The law of vibration might not be as well known as the law of attraction. However, the law of vibration states that anything that exists in our universe, whether seen or unseen, broken down into and analyzed in its purest and most basic form, consists of pure energy or light, which resonates and exists as a vibratory frequency or pattern. So all matter, thoughts, and feelings has its own vibrational frequency. The thoughts, feelings, and actions we choose also have their own particular rates of vibration. So these vibrations will set up resonance with whatever possesses an identical frequency to yours. In other words, your thoughts are inseparably connected to the rest of the universe. So light attracts light. And as you choose good thoughts, more good thoughts of a like nature will follow, and you will also be in a vibrational harmony with others with like thoughts. You feel me? So the law of vibration serves as the foundation for the law of attraction. And that's how everything works. There's also a law of rhythm. The law of rhythm states that the energy in the universe is like a pendulum. Whenever something swings to the right, it must then swing to the left. Everything is in existence is involved in a dance. Like me. Swaying, flowing, swinging back and forth. Everything is either growing or dying. So that's the law of rhythm. The law of rhythm governs our economy. It's high periods, low periods. It also governs the season, which are in a continuous flow of summer to winter. Governs our relationships, our spirituality. All of that is on a rhythm. So everything has its own vibrational frequency and rhythm. Whatever you're looking at right now is energy. Whether it's your hand, a tree, a glass of water, a butterfly, or a star in the sky, it's all energy. Energy vibrates. The vibration creates a rhythm. The rhythm creates a sound. Even the universe has a vibration, and therefore a rhythm. And mathematicians have calculated the sound of the rhythm to be om. Om. That sound that people make when they're in meditation, many people do. And they're doing that so it's a way of getting on the same wavelength or vibe, if you will, of the universe. So you can be in harmony with the universe. So you're making the same sound as the universe. So you resonate together. Each zodiac sign has a special sound too. So the Leo sound is A on the music scale. And you can listen on YouTube to see what your musical sound is. I told you what yours was, Black Rose, but I forgot. But each zodiac sign also has a sound on the musical notes. And so music can be healing. They synchronize the rhythms in our bodies. And sometimes we may feel, as we say, offbeat or out of tune or a little off, we may say, we're out of rhythm. And Black people have been out of rhythm for a while now. And our children can feel this vibration. Anita Baker released a song some years back, and the title song was nominated for Best R&B Album at the Grammy Awards, something like that. It was called Rhythm of Love. And I related to that song so well because I was going through something really weird and I couldn't describe it. I just felt out of rhythm, like off balance, like I was just going through motion, you know, just going to work, coming home, you know. And I wasn't dancing very much.
Oh.
When a dancer doesn't dance, something's very wrong.
Something's
so when that song came on, I would relate to it. So, Black Rose, can you just give us a little tidbit of what she's saying in that song about the rhythm?
You know, this old world is just spinning around and around. You know, sometimes it just spins too fast and you not only lose your balance, but you lose your rhythm. And it's at times like these that you just need to stop and not only find your way again, but find your own rhythm. Because life has a rhythm, and Mother Nature has a rhythm. And love, oh yes, love has a rhythm.
Yes, I love that. Love has a rhythm. Everything has a rhythm. You heard her say Mother Nature has a rhythm. Life has a rhythm. Everything has a rhythm because it's energy, and its energy is vibrating, and the vibration makes a sound. And so she said that when you feel like you're out of rhythm, you're also out of balance. And sometimes you just need to stop and find your way and find your rhythm and get back into rhythm. The music today, called the new hip-hop or whatever it is, it's on a much lower vibration than the music we so loved and related to back in the day. And this was done intentionally to bring the vibration level down of those who cater to it. Music is a universal language. We all speak it because it has a rhythm. But this music we hear now, where's the rhythm? Where are the drums? How do you dance to it? The rhythm is off. The vibe is off. Notice how rarely we dance now. We truly dance. Dancing is a strong part of our culture. It's in we. Actually, it's if you really go back to our African culture, it's a form of worship, the African people. It was a part of everyday life. African people did, and they still do, dance for everything. And it's still so in many cultures. But we're losing a part of our culture through the music that we have today. We just do line dances like robots, everybody going in one line, repeating the same motions. Guys don't ask ladies to dance anymore. They just pretty much hold the walls. Remember when we used to joke about how white people had no rhythm?
Mm-hmm.
How white men walked funny? You know, doofus like. You remember? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we said it. We said it. I know we said it. They like doofus. Mm-hmm. They had no rhythm. And while our Black men, on the other hand, they had rhythm.
They just had that walk.
Oh, swag. You know,
a little lean. They had that little
man
going on and just.
Yeah, every one of them had their own little walk. Yes, yes. Mm. Every man had their own
Black
man,
they
swag.
Just seemed like they would just glide down the street.
Ooh, yes.
Just glide.
Yes,
you know.
Yes. I saw one about a month ago. I had to just take a look. I stopped and I stared. Because I haven't seen that in a long time. I stared.
Ooh,
I said, ooh. What happened? What happened in New Orleans?
What happened in Detroit? That's one reason why I was like, let me stay up here and look at all these beautiful Black men. I'm telling you, baby, Detroit, if I wasn't working so much, I would have come back married. Mother Dunn and Delta's on the line. Married in those little 2.5 months. Icy Hot, welcome in. Hey, Icy Hot Delta. I would come back
you.
Married.
Well, you yeah. should go on back up there and get your groove on. Get married. You need you a husband. You need a husband.
You know, and I'm so glad you mentioned that because here I am talking about I'm looking for a husband, and I'm waiting on that husband to look for me and find me. Or,
that's right.
You know,
that's
just
right.
Anticipating that.
Well, put yourself in that environment so he can find you there.
I know, and you know what? I met a really, really nice guy there, and do you know? And see, this is so trifling. I was supposed to call this guy last week, and I still have not called him. I need to call him, but see, that's so pitiful. I have to make a note to myself that I need to call him.
Well, you have a lot going on. At least you thought about it, so just make a mental note, write it down, give him a call. Let me finish, ladies. I got one more paragraph, and then we can go on with the show.
Hold on. Well, hold on. We need to take a break. It's 9:30. Let's take a quick break, and
all right.
We're going to come back, and we'll finish up with your paragraph and Sherelle Baldwin's story, and we'll get into some hot news topics, and then we're going to dig into our show. So don't you go anywhere, because we will be right back here at the Lotus Place. Stay tuned for Black Butter Love.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
This is Brother Elliot, host of Time for an Awakening, and you're listening to Black Talk Radio Network, new media for the new millennium.
Okay, we are back here at the Lotus Place, and let me just give out the phone number here, 641-715-3660, and that is the number to call in, and then just press 549032 and pound, and press *61 if you'd like to share a comment here with us tonight. And the Lotus Place here on Black Talk Radio is made possible in part by donations to the Black Talk Media Project. And this is a North Carolina-based media nonprofit, so make your donation today. We certainly appreciate it. Just go to blacktalkradionetwork.com, and you can make your simple donation right there. So let's see. Feather, you have something else you'd like to share with us on rhythm?
All right. So we are being thrown off rhythm. We're being thrown off rhythm. And when we're off rhythm, you're out of balance. When you're off balance, you make inappropriate or unhealthy decisions. You don't see the big picture, Black Rose. You don't see the big picture. You stay in this box. You only see what's being put right in front of you, which is often a false illusion. Everything is based on fear. You're afraid of this and you're afraid of that. Which fear is just an acronym for false evidence appearing real. False evidence appearing real. We have been cut off from our higher senses and thus unable to read the energy field which is around us. And we are not at our full potential right now on purpose. So listen, no matter how open your third eye is, no matter how well we may feel that we are connected to the higher power consciously, if your feet are not grounded, if your body, your vehicle, your earth suit is not grounded, you will be out of harmony. You have to have your feet grounded before you can get up into the crown and the third eye and all of that. So we got to get grounded, and we got to get back in harmony, get back in rhythm, dance. Go out in nature, plant something, let your hands feel the dirt, take off your shoes, wiggle your toes, connect with the ground. Get out of the bed in the morning and stomp your feet. That's a part of connecting. Visualize red, the color for the root chakra at the base of your spine. And lastly, do the bridge exercise, you know, known as the Kegel exercise. K-E-G-E-L, Google it. Like they say, go back and get your man. Go get your man back. Go get your rhythm back. Namaste. Spark someone's mind who just might change the world. All righty.
All right, get your rhythm back. Ooh, who? Look,
get your rhythm back.
Who's ready to get their rhythm back?
I am. Definitely.
Wow,
Delta Cougar, you ready to get your rhythm back?
Well, I've been trying. Nobody is a little torn right now, but I'm trying to get it back.
Mm-hmm. You know what I say?
Work that body. Work that body.
Get out in nature.
Bend those
Take
legs.
You a Zen walk. Yeah. Get out in nature. You'll feel so much better. You will feel so much better. Just do it one time.
Delta walk. She used to walk all the time.
Yeah, I used to walk all the time.
Used to don't count. That was in that's in the past. Why you gotta bring
it
in the past?
I used to push back due to like 6 miles 3 times a week. But
yeah.
I don't do it anymore.
I used to swim 3 laps of the pool, but I don't do that anymore either.
Well,
but I do
you
walk.
Know what? Yeah, walk or yoga. Or even
yes.
For people that have limited mobility, Tai Chi, Qigong,
mm-hmm.
yoga.
Qigong.
Mm-hmm. Qigong, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Yeah, yoga
you.
Isn't
and,
nearly
and
as
girl.
Difficult as a lot of people make it out to be.
Mm-mm. No, they
you
have
can do yoga with a bad back.
Fingers.
Yes.
All of that.
For pregnant women.
Right. Right. Yeah. So, anyway, but Sherelle Baldwin. I sent you ladies that case because I know that we have a focus on women and uplifting women. And in particular, we have Mother Hattie on the line with Women United. And that's our focus, uplifting and helping women. And, I mean, when I heard her story, I was just like, oh, my God. Just can you imagine? Now, I can just imagine how out of rhythm she was to be a
oh my gosh.
Who's then thrown in jail.
Yes.
Just your life and your child's life. You know, and people speak about the disparities. Mother Dunning and I were talking about this Delta earlier. Like, you know, the disparity between women of color having to serve time for defending themselves in domestic violence cases. So I really would like to really see some numbers on that and just kind of look into that because you know it happens. If
yes,
we try to
it
get
does,
out
because
there.
That is so true.
Right. So, my thing is, like, when we defend ourselves, it's like you're supposed to take that. Why are you complaining? Like
right.
my lawyer said, when
well,
she came
we're
into
not
the hospital, they didn't even
know. So. We're not human,
they didn't even
so
know
they
that
expect
she had
something
been
not human to take it.
Mm-hmm. So that's how. Oh, excuse me, Jamie, move. So is that how we're viewed as subhuman? You're saying Delta? So
that is absolutely correct. Black
yeah,
women we not allowed, and it's our nature that talk loud. That just our culture, but.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think, you know, and people, a lot of people take it the wrong way. But this is my thing. This young lady, see, in different states have different things. Because there is a case that just happened. I'm going to use this as a reference. There's a case that just happened here in Mississippi. And it just happened Tuesday. I think it happened Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Where I told y'all about this guy ran into this guy's house and he stabbed him. They was fighting and he killed him. But look, inside the house. Now here this lady has a peace bond own this guy. Mm-hmm. You're not even supposed to be there in the state of Mississippi. This how it go. I'm quoting my state now.
Mm-hmm.
My state, if you have a peace bond on someone and they come to your house, you can bust a cap on them when you see them pull up out in front of your house. You can bust a cap
so
on
you,
them.
So you can just shoot from the
this
window.
This is my
like
state.
You should be able
this
to,
is my
huh?
state.
Like they used to do.
Mm-hmm. This is Mississippi. You can bust a cap on them.
From the
because
window.
That means. Huh?
From the window? From the window? From the door?
Yeah.
They have to come in the
yes.
house?
They don't
okay.
even have to come in the house because mm-hmm. they're not even supposed to be around you because
right.
you
that's
feel,
that's true. That's true.
You, mm-hmm. They're not even supposed to be nowhere around you because
mm-hmm.
they already on peace bond to do bodily harm to you. So the law says in Mississippi, if they come towards you and you see them coming, you bust a cap on them. And it ain't nothing nobody can. You won't go no jail here in Mississippi for that. You ain't going no jail. So this
you know
woman
that.
Had,
yeah, that was what was troubling me. How did she end up in jail in the first place if she had a restraining order on him?
Because
exactly.
this is what I listen at. I was listening at Democracy Now, and Democracy where she's at, her state says she have to stay inside of her house. Now how stupid is this? She have to stay inside of her
but
house.
I don't I don't think that had anything to do with the restraining order, did it? It sounded like
no,
and
but
I
this, but
maybe
no,
I got it wrong.
But no,
it says once she goes
state.
Outside it said
that's
once
right.
she goes outside of the house then she's supposed to in other words back up, but if she had stayed in the house from the very beginning, she could have you know, done that what she did. Because in other words,
but if she'd have stayed in the house, she'd have been dead.
And the thing
exactly.
about it is, the other twist to it, the accident or well, the killing and everything that happened occurred in her garage, which is still attached to her home. So therefore,
yes.
she was still in her domain.
Okay.
She was still on the premises. So yes, I mean it makes absolutely no sense at all. No sense at
that
all.
That's what I'm saying.
Away.
That don't make no sense. She's trying to get away, so you gonna just stand there in your home and let him kill.
Well,
you.
They can't have these women going around here running over these good men who are beating them because they a woman ought to stay in her place, and that's the premise that a lot of these men. Leaders are into when they go over there because there are a lot of women that have had restraining orders on men and the men ended up murdering them. So it's either you or them sometimes when it comes to that stuff.
Well, you know what, Icy Hot, now I must say this. They should have ran up on some nieces of mine, and I like to call their name. They should have ran up on one name. They should have ran up on one called Lisa.
Oh,
they should have ran up on one called Nicole and one called Tawana. Because if they'd have ran up on them, she wouldn't have had to get no peace. They wouldn't have had to get no peace going. They'd have had to got the graveyard. Because them sisters right there packs and they don't play. Now, they're not going to bother you, but if you think you're a man and you're going to do them, they're going to do you first.
Let me read these statistics right here. According to the Institute on Domestic Violence in the African American Community, domestic violence is more likely to be fatal for black women. Although they compromise 8% of the nation's population, black women make up 29% of all women killed. In domestic violence, homicide. Black women are twice as likely to be killed by an abusive spouse and four times more likely to be murdered by a boyfriend or girlfriend than a white woman.
Yeah, sounds about right to me.
And according to one black woman, she says, in my experience in the criminal court system, black women are inherently questioned and inherently distrusted. Oh, she's an attorney.
And you heard what they said on Democracy Now. They said that the lady that the commentator from Democracy Now, she said that she looked up the stats and she said black women are most likely to go to jail for trying to defend themselves, even when they being killed. If they try to fight back, they go to jail. But if the white woman kill her abuser, she don't go to jail. So this is a double standard. And women of color, we can't just sit back and not do that. And I'm so glad that everybody came on board and reached out and fought for this young lady. Because this young lady is 21 years old, and you're going to spend 60 years in jail?
Right.
This don't make any sense for somebody.
And let her out when she's 80 and about to pass out after they worked
and
her.
And he's been beating
every
her.
Every single day.
It's on record.
Caused her to lose her job. He used to steal her car from her, had her late for work, used to shake her and the baby. Of course he wasn't working.
And then on top of that, they said that... she had all this. She had a lot of this on police reports.
Absolutely.
Listen to this. Here's a little information about the indicators of mental illness, and it seems that she was trying to get some help for this man. Seems like he had some mental illness issues. So there are indicators that show how African American males are at greater risk of mental illness than that of white American males. Well, I do say, a greater percentage of African American men demonstrated evidence of personality disorders, 25%, and narcissistic tendencies, 35%, than did Caucasian men, 11%.
Liars, tails on fire.
I don't believe all that. That's a lie. Lord, forgive me, but I may be wrong. I don't believe all that. I think a lot of that is smoke screen. They do that. They just throw that out.
They're the ones that go and kill their whole families up, the babies, the mamas.
The black man, though, you got that right. It's very rare that you see a black man that kill his family. And then I also must say this on Democracy Now. They said the man's father, when the verdict came back, the man's father, he wasn't angry. He said that he wore a ring that belongs to his son, and they asked him, how did he feel? And he said, the jury has spoken, and he stand by what the jury has spoken. But because even though the father knows he's been whooping the hell out of her, the father
exactly.
knows.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. There's no secret. It's no
and
secret.
He probably knew that his son had some mental illnesses going on because the girl tried to get the young man some help. I mean, even after he was sitting up here beating her with a belt and God knows what else he was doing to the poor girl, caused her to lose her job and everything, she was still trying to do the right thing and at least get him some help. I'm going to leave you alone, but let me try to get you some damn help. So you won't get
anybody else
to what you took
she
me
She got
to.
Him some help, and it didn't cost her a dime. Well, it cost her 3 years, but she got
him
some help.
Yeah, it did.
So
you can't just
have
keep
another
going
hot topic
on.
For us?
Yes,
you're right.
Yes.
You can't keep doing that.
You can't just keep
we'll
a beating nobody.
We'll pick back up on that story Sunday, because we need to have some domestic violence discussions, too, because I see some of these young boys engaging with these young girls and young girls the same way. That's how they play. They play fight. Everything
they sure
is
do.
Aggressive.
And
very
I don't
aggressive.
Like that. I don't
they
like
have chokeholds
like
and everything.
I don't like that. I can't stand to see that. Because that leads to one thing, to something else. And I can't stand for the young girls to let the man call them a whore and a bitch. And they
or
just
man.
Get in and put the biggest smile on their face and they get just happy with it. See, all that leads up to this. And if you, why would you go take up with a Negro, excuse my friend, that ain't got no job from the jump, no way.
Well, I think he deceived her. I think that he, in this particular case,
he lied to her. Takes 3 years. 3 years. Now, come on now. After 3 years, and you don't woke up and saw the light.
Sometimes they don't, though, Delta. And sometimes they wake up and see the light, but the man told her he was going to kill her, though. She's a young girl. She's afraid. She didn't know what to do, apparently, other than try to run and get up out of there and had to run over the damn man just to save her own life. I mean, I agree with you. It seems like after 3 years, but everybody don't think that way, though. Sometimes they just caught up. You don't know what happened when you're addicted to that person. I'm going to have to play that Alexis Tate for you.
But when he took me to McDonald's and Burger King and couldn't pay for the bill, that was time to get to running then.
I know it'll be time for you to get to running, Delta. Because he needs to bring you some coon, some roasted chicken, and all of that anyway. So... What hot topic do you have for us?
Okay.
Move on to our love and sex and all of that.
And look, we got a young white boy out of California.
Mm-hmm.
And he, you know, every young person, he looked like he's about 18 or 19. The young man wanted to wear some dreadlocks. You know.
The white boy
was wearing dreadlocks.
Okay.
So as the young man walking through the mall wearing his dreadlocks, another black young boy approached the young white boy and asked him why he was wearing dreadlocks.
I heard about this. Okay.
You
heard
about that one? Okay.
But I didn't hear all of it, so go ahead.
And he began
to
beat the young man, but beat the young white man.
Oh, my.
Yes, he began to beat the young white man because the young white man was wearing dreadlocks. And see, we got to let people, our young men got to let folks express themselves. Everybody is not anti-black. And if he wants to wear dreads, that's him. Now he going to have a record for beating this man. Okay. Now let's go on. Texas, I got two of them from your hometown.
Oh.
This one right here, this lady had a hunion. I think you may have heard about this one. The lady had a hunion, I believe, in her stomach. And she went to the doctor and told the doctor that she wanted, the doctor told her she's going to need an operation. The doctor told the lady she had to wait 2 weeks. The lady was kind of a little upset because she had to wait 2 weeks. The lady wanted to go on and get the operation over.
Okay.
So after the lady began to tell the doctor that, the woman began to kind of raise her voice to the doctor a little bit and that she wanted to go on. So the doctor told the woman, you shouldn't be arguing with someone that's got to do surgery on you. And which
ain't
that
the
truth? She's telling her the truth. And so the woman says she got bad vibes from the doctor. So the woman goes,
Speaking of vibes.
This is what she said now. She said she got bad vibes from the doctor. And so when it was time for her to have her surgery, they was pressing her. But the lady went and got her some dreadlocks before she, some braids before she, had a surgery. So the lady said she was so discomfortable about the doctor. Now, you know this lady was smart. The lady looked like she about in her 40s, late 40s. The lady took a tape recorder and put it up inside of her hair. this is a true story. And put it up inside of her hair. And when they came to get her, she turned her tape recorder on.
Oh, my.
She turned it on. and she began to hear the doctors laugh and make fun of her body.
What?
And they began to talk about her and said she looked like Precious.
Then
the doctor said, one doctor said, the one that she was having the words with about, the doctor was talking about, he had the nerve enough to come into the office and fuss about me giving her surgery. He says, she must have been crazy and I'm finna do an operation on her. And that the nurses and all of them bust out, start laughing. Then the other doctor said, she must have been giving her husband hell at home. Said, I feel sorry for whoever she married to. So they just began to talk a lot.
They
had a nice little conversation.
They run. And you know they do that all the time.
They began to talk about the lady and talk about the shape of her body and all like it is. The lady took the tape. And after she heard it, she took the tape and went to Channel 6 News and checked it. And she played it. Look, they played it on the news station. But the news people said they hadn't got no response back from the hospital yet.
That's hilarious.
Oh, my God.
Who would have ever thought of that?
That's a good one. That's a good one.
And yeah.
Put braids in, put the tape recorder up inside the braids and put your hair up and turn the tape recorder on. Now,
and
that
turn
is
the tape
good
recorder
one
on. That,
that's
she
good.
Got them.
Yeah. Okay, now we got our last one coming from Texas, and this is a good one. Y'all will like this one. Y'all ever watch the one they call Shark Tank that come on?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
About the millionaire.
Uh-huh.
11-year-old little black girl wants to be an entrepreneur, and she began to study bees at school. She began to study bees and wonder, you know, they cured her. And she wanted to know, how do they make honey and how do they do this and how do they do that? The young lady began to study the bees. After she began to study the bees, she started making lemonade. And she told her grandmother that she wanted a lemonade that where you don't have to use sugar. So the young lady began to harness these bees. Imagine this now. 11 years old began to harness bees at her house in their backyard.
Mm.
And she wasn't afraid of the bees. And she began to harness these bees. And she began to get the honey from the bees. Mm. Then she began to make lemonade. And she was sweetening the lemonade with the honey. And she gave it a name. It's called Bee Something. So it got so, the young girl started selling it. And it got so popular. And it just really started going off and it took off. So she went to Shark Tank and pitched her juice that she wanted to do, her lemonade. And she told them that she needed $60,000, and they wanted, them to buy into her company, and she wanted the owner to give 10% of her company. And the man told her, no, I will buy into your company, I will give you the $60,000. And I will front you like $1 million. Y'all got to look this story up. This is a good story. He will front her like $1 million or something. It's a lot of money. And now she's in all type of stores. But most of her stores is in the, what do you call these? Health food, baking.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it is in Whole Food. That is correct. And her,
oh, wow. Craig.
Her product have really, really
a millionaire off. Already.
That is
wonderful. Now that is super duper.
It's called Be Sweet Lemonade.
Oh, cute little.
Be Sweet Lemonade.
Yeah, you okay? Go ahead, Audrey. Pull it right up. That's
yes.
From your state.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, she's already got it online. She's got recipe cards. You can get a jar of it for $17. Oh, my goodness.
Let me write that down. Be Sweet Lemonade. Got to check that out. Hey, we all need to check that out. Be Sweet.
Yeah, we all need
lemonade.
To buy some and support her. And it's
yes.
The doctors were saying it's very helpful for, like, people who, you know, like diabetes people and people who really into their health. And they did a lot of research on it. And it's really, really, it's a really good product.
It's got mint in it and ginger. So that's good. Both of those are very good herbs to have. Mint and ginger.
Let's take a quick break and we're going to come right back and get into our topic for tonight. Thank you for sharing that inspirational story about the young lady.
That was wonderful.
Yes, love that, love that. And we'll be back here with our Black Butter Love topic. Are you a love mate or a sex buddy? Uh-oh.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com. Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
All right, and we are back here at the radio. Lord have mercy. Lotus Place Radio. Yes, and let's talk about these sexual encounters. Or as Icy Hot likes to say, not having those sexual encounters if you're not in the position to be having those sexual encounters, like being married and knowing what's what for you. And then for some people, they just want to have sex. So we're going to help you have some good, hot, healthy sex. So let's talk about this. So sex buddies versus love mate. Who has been in that position before? Well, we don't want to have you come out and tell all your business, but you may have been in that position and didn't know it.
Yep.
But give us some tips on how to know if you are that sex buddy, that F buddy.
Well, all you have to do is just, you don't see him through the weekday. You don't see him at all. Only time you see him is when it's time to back your booty up. Open your
Time to back it up.
Time to back it up.
My goodness.
That's the only time. If that's the only time that you see him, that tells you right there, you're nothing but a booty call. Because if you're not a booty call, you will be taken out in public. You will be wine and dine. You will be taken to see the friends. When a man is serious, this is how you know girls, when a man is really, really serious. He will take you around the family. Because a lot of times they won't take you around the family. But if they take you around their family and start letting you hang out and hang out with the family, that means that's serious. But if he got you on a closet, and I mean a closet, just at nighttime, can't nobody see you, you come out of the house, and we go into the room, and that's it. And then when he even come over, he don't even bring you a McDonald's hamburger or a hot dog. Don't bring anything and just come over and start lying to him.
Oh, he bringing the hot dog now. He bringing the hot dog.
You got that right, Oscar. He's bringing that. All he have to do is bring that piece of raw, between the legs. And they
bring
don't
the hot
care.
Rod.
He can tell them all type of lies.
Oh, my goodness.
You can tell them all type of lies. Because if he only taking you out just to have sex. Now, listen at what I'm saying. Taking you out, that means taking you out to the bedroom. He ain't taking you out riding around in the car nowhere. That's it. When a man start taking you around and whining and dying, he's taking you out. And you'll know. You ain't no fool. You'll know when he really leaning. You'll know. Because I can tell you, can I give y'all a little example? Because when I met Papa, Papa started calling me on his lunch break. And I said to myself, oh, this one right here, he ain't playing. He's serious. Okay. He ain't playing. Well, every time when Papa got a break at 12 o'clock on his job to eat lunch, he would call every day for lunch. That's serious. Now, this man don't call you and ain't trying to spend time with you just for sex. You need to dump him.
Well, what if he tells her that, well, I work all day long. I work two jobs. So I don't get off work until 9:30, 10 o'clock. Baby, I'm going to the house, take a shower, and I'm coming over there with you. And I'm tired. I just want to lay down with you.
it'll be okay for a while. Mm-hmm. But after a while, come on, wake up, smell the roses. It don't take a blind woman to figure out Stevie Wonder's blind himself. So come on here. And what I mean by that, the handwriting is on the wall. And a lot of times, as women, we don't want to see the handwriting on the wall. Mm-hmm. We want to see a good down below.
Oh.
And then a lot of times, women want to say, I got a man. A lot of them want to say, I got a man.
Yeah.
And then I got on a young lady one time. I told her, I said, the worst thing you can do is when you got kids at your home, is constantly let a different man come and lay up at your home and you have these boys in your home. I said, that is the worst thing you can do.
I have another one for you. I have another one. Because I've heard women say this. Because I have these conversations with people. And so I've heard women say, well, I'm looking for a father for my children, though. So I need to bring them over here so that he can see my house and see my children and they can meet him. Then what?
Well, I still say this. Now, this just old Delta Cougar giving you my life experience. Don't bring him around until you're ready, because when you and him ain't gonna work out, next thing you know, you got to bring another man. And that's the thing, though,
Delta. They thinking that they ready. They're thinking like,
exactly.
Well, yeah, I like him. I think I like
him. I like him.
You know, I think I like him, and the texture was good. I'm going to bring him over.
But that's what I'm going to tell you. That's exactly what they like.
Yeah.
It ain't so much they like him. They like what he's putting out.
And they say they need a babysitter, though, Delta. A lot of these women, they need babysitters for these children. I'm just saying what I've heard them say. They say they need a babysitter for these children because they're trying to work, as black women know they have to do when they have children. That's why, you know, I don't get into all of that black women on welfare, all of them just want to be on welfare. No. I know these sisters out here working, trying to start businesses and everything. And some of them, they say they need a man there to help babysit.
Yeah, but see, y'all get mad with me when Deb the Cougar say her philosophy. Don't put yourself in that predicament.
Well, that's really dangerous. Dangerous. What do you need him babysitting for? He needs to be working too. Go hire you a babysitter, a real professional.
A real man wouldn't come in and lay up on you. And this is what I go back. A real man won't come in and lay up on you and won't do that. And I must say this. I must go back to Papa. When I met Papa, Papa saw me and Papa told me these words. He said, I'll work three jobs for you. And let me tell you one thing. Now, Papa worked long hours on his job. He retired from his job at 41 years, and he was doing hard manual labor. And he was a man that worked 7 days a week. I mean, he was a hard, hard worker. And so you got to, I think as women, we got to have more than sex. We got to have than a babysitter. The main thing is we need to start respecting ourselves. And we won't settle for any and everything.
Yeah. Now, there's another side. You know, I always have another side.
Okay.
There are some women out there, especially older women.
Mm-hmm.
Older women, they don't have any little children running around. They don't have any grandchildren running around. They don't have anybody that they got to be worried about putting away and showing off or all that kind of stuff. They're busy. They have their own job or their own business or what have you, in clubs and social affairs and what have you. But they would just like to have a fellow to come and satisfy their needs.
Hey.
They don't want to get attached to anybody. They don't want to be invited to the family get-together.
Mm.
They don't want to meet his friends. They don't want to cuddle and snuggle the whole weekend because they got stuff they got to do. Mm. And this suits them just fine to be, in fact, they feel like they're the ones that's calling the shots. Okay, well, I'll see you tomorrow. Lock the door on your way out. Mm-hmm, bye. So there are some women out there who this just fits them just fine.
Well, Feather, if that's what they like, and then older women, most of them is already set. They're already set. So what I'm saying is, if that's what they want, I don't see nothing wrong with it when you're older and settled. What I'm saying is when you got these young girls and you got kids, that's a different story.
Yes,
if you're an older, if you're an older woman and you already set and that's what you want out of life, so be it. And that I'm not gonna knock that. Because you already set your life, you already got yourself established. Your kids is out of the way. Now it's about just having time for me and me enjoying life. If that's the way you want to enjoy it, because see, some people want to enjoy it that way, and some people want to enjoy it another way, enjoy life another way. But I don't see nothing wrong with an older person because they already said they already been down that road. And they don't want to go back down that road. So they want to hit it and get it and get on about the business. I don't see nothing wrong with that.
Listen, I want to say something about, let me see, I think you were talking about, one of you mentioned the young girls and having the man in the man, a real man wouldn't come and lay up on a woman. You said that, Bill. I think that a real man, if he sees that she is in need of some financial assistance so she can put her children in daycare, then it would be good if he could just assist her financially with that. You know, help fund the daycare bill. But, I mean, these days, you darn near can put your baby in daycare for free. I mean, they darn near pay you to put the child in daycare, but you got to be under this certain income. It's terrible how you have to almost be in dire straits before you can get a little assistance. And God forbid you make $2 over whatever that minimum is, or that max that you can make, rather.
Right.
And that's just really terrible. I want to share this cool clip that I found on YouTube about qualified yet single black men. And, oh, my God, you need to just watch this because the brothers on here, I mean, they're nice-looking brothers, seem like they have it together, and just genuine, just nice, good guys. And so apparently this brother put together this short film. Forgive me because I can't call his name right now. I want to say Dr. Baldwin, but I will check it out. But let me just play this quick clip. Qualified yet single men. So men are looking for women too, which we know that. I mean, if you're a man and have any sense, you should be looking for a good woman. Or want a good woman in your life at some point.
Out of 100 of my friends, 85 is single. 85 is single.
Some of the most qualified men in America are living bachelor lifestyles. They're competent, reliable, enjoyable, considerate, and spiritual, but single.
How many African-American men do you know that are somewhat successful, that I'm a single male, I don't have any kids, not to say that if I did have children, I wouldn't be a rare commodity, I just don't at this time, because I wanted someone to be just like my mother, because to me, my mother's perfect, like, I don't see a flaw in my mother.
You know, I'm so focused on character building for my future with school.
I think that women may look at a man for a particular dream they may have had, you know, or where he makes six figures, or, you know, this one is 6'4".
I thought it was important to do this film because I wanted to give men a platform to share their stories about singlehood and also help women understand, you know, that they need to look deeper and look beyond a man's surface when they're trying to have them commit and engage into a relationship.
Once we start to, you know, build momentum, you become kind of timid. You know, you're like, wait a minute. Because sometimes it's too good to be true. And then you find yourself going into an area that you really didn't think you'd go into.
I don't let a lot of people get in my space, because what I don't want is, when I give you my space, that I somewhat, you know, be hurt from you. And so I always got the defense mechanism. I'm always on defense.
The hurt that comes behind it makes you feel
okay. I don't know what happened to our wonderful clip there on qualified men. I sure did want to finish hearing that. I don't know what happened. We'll try to play that.
That was very interesting clip.
I know, right? We'll try to play it again shortly. But just listening to those brothers, I mean, just sharing their feelings. What do you ladies think about that? You know, so many times we give brothers a bad rap, like they don't care. They're just, you know, out here trying to screw around. But like the clip says, these men are considerate and spiritual, and
but then most of them won't career women. Men like that, a lot of them probably won't career women.
Well, and you know what I? Oh, sorry. Go on.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. I can.
Okay, I was just thinking. The first thing I heard him was, "Oh, I've been hurt," and when you start going deep, I put up the wall. So it sounds like to me these are the men. I don't know that they are that all that, because if you're holding grudges, and they say, I don't know if it's true or not, I just can't say, they say when a man gets hurt, it's really a lot worse, because women, you know, we get hurt all the time, and we just keep trying until we try to find something that works well.
Mm-hmm.
But men, if they get hurt, okay, now they're like, I'm not going to let anybody else hurt me. So, I mean, they say men take it even more tragically than women. So I don't know. But it sounded like the first thing that came out of this, somebody was hurt, and I'm not going to get hurt anymore.
He just said he puts up a barrier and he doesn't let people get too close, which, you know, I've done that myself. You know, I've been, you know, really hurt. And I was like, okay, not letting anybody get across this wall. I'm going to put up the wall and right. the gate and the lock and the double lock and the triple lock, you know, and the shades down.
And so when we do all that, though, so are we preventing love from coming to us because we have
exactly
this shield?
Well, yeah, you're not getting your rhythm. Isn't that what you're not
That's
getting your
right.
rhythm?
That's right. You're out of rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
You got to keep the flow going.
Yeah.
Let me try to see if I can play this clip again because it's a really good one. Playing this for the brothers. Let's try to advance it a little bit.
So they're competent, reliable, enjoyable, considerate, and spiritual, but single.
How many African-American men do you know that are somewhat successful, that I'm a single male, I don't have any kids? Not to say that if I did have children, I wouldn't be a rare commodity. I just don't at this time.
Because I wanted someone to be just like my mother, because to me, my mother's perfect. Like, I don't see a flaw in my mother.
You know, I'm so focused on character building for my future with school.
I think that women may look at a man for a particular dream they may have had, you know, or will he make six figures, or, you know, this one is 6'4".
I thought it was important to do this film because I wanted to give men a platform to share their stories about singlehood and also help women understand, you know, that they need to look deeper and look beyond a man's surface when they're trying to have them commit and engage into a relationship.
Once we start to, you know, build momentum, you become kind of timid. You know, you're like, wait a minute. Because sometimes it's too good to be true. And then you find yourself going into an area that you really didn't think you'd go into.
I don't let a lot of people get in my space, because what I don't want is, when I give you my space, that I somewhat, you know, be hurt from you. And so I always got the defense mechanism. I'm always on defense.
The hurt that comes behind it makes you feel inferior, you know, to a woman, to a certain extent. And it's almost to the point of where you don't feel like yourself any longer, like you lose yourself somehow. Like, you know, the strength of what you were before is just no longer there anymore. You break down.
Men living alone have increased over the past four decades from 5.6% to 11.8%, despite the fact that men are more qualified today to be married than ever before in history.
And so that's the clip on those qualified men, qualified yet single men. Good looking young brothers too. So even some of you sisters, they may want you a young man. Woo. Good. Nothing wrong with
that. Yes, like a boy toy.
A little boy toy.
That's what they call a boy toy.
Well, I don't want no boy toy. I got to take care of.
Well, some women, they may want them a little boy toy, you know, like the friends with friends benefits. So they may just want that person to just come by and spend a little time. And you know what? What about if it's a friend and it's not actually sex? It's just intimacy. It's just someone to go to a concert with, outdoor concert or an event. Sort of like
yes, an event.
But somebody that you're not necessarily paying for their time. It's just somebody
that you just want to have to be with you, to accompany you at this particular time, be it at home just to watch a movie or a game or whatever. What about that, though? What about relationships like that?
Well, me, I wouldn't want that. Now, I'm talking about me now. I don't want that. I want somebody. No, I'm just being honest. I want somebody to be one-on-one with me. I don't, you know, if we're going to be together, just me and that person. But if other people choose to do that, that's them. Because you have some people, they content. Like, I have one friend girl, she told me she'd been married before, and she ain't going to never remarry no more. And she's mm-hmm. content with just having a boyfriend.
Yeah.
She don't want to remarry anymore. And him and her have been dating over 11 years.
Mm. I wouldn't mind having a little friend like that.
Yeah.
To go out with
She says she don't want to remarry. She, you know, she don't want to do it.
She just wants to have just a mate.
Yeah, they have a, you
no
know,
marriage.
They have a
thing,
you know, like he takes care of her financially. And stuff. He takes care of her financially, and they just have a good time together.
Uh-huh.
And she just said that she don't want no marriage. She got hurt before. She had a preacher before, and
the priest
was cheating and ran off with a younger woman. You know, I'm just being honest.
Oh,
the people, was, the preacher was, and she just said she's not gonna go through that no more. She's not
mm-hmm.
going to go back down that road anymore. She
mm-hmm.
said she's been down that road, and she says she just happy now. At first, she was really hurt what happened with her husband, but now she's saying she content with the boyfriend. She
okay.
just as content as she want to be. And she said marriage is not for her anymore.
I was just trying to say something, but you're on mute.
Oh, go ahead.
We can't hear you, Aja. A feather. Can't hear you. So, but I do think that if it's a relationship and the person just wants someone to be there, they just want a mate, however they want it, if they're comfortable with it, I agree with you on that too, Delta. If it works for you, like we used to say, if you like it, I love it. So
yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's all the individual.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Feather, you back with us?
Yes, can you hear me now?
Okay, yes.
Okay, Delta Cougar, I was wanting to know this couple that you were talking about. Do they have separate homes, separate residences?
Yeah, he has.
Okay,
He lives like 35 minutes away, but he
comes
over.
Oh, that's good. Oh,
stays at her house, you know.
Yeah.
And then
he goes home.
Yeah, but that's the way she like it.
Oh,
they,
yeah,
you know,
I can
they,
see that.
They in their 60s, and they in their 60s, and they've been dating, like I said, over 11 years. And they come
in. Oh, that's perfect
and they
for both of them. Yeah. Yeah, that's
they
perfect for both
they
of them.
They happy with that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He been married
before. She don't have to clean up behind
before.
Him. Yeah, then they're done that. Got the T-shirts. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Nothing at all wrong with that, then.
Now, my papa, he over here going, huh, huh, huh. Now, papa said he don't agree with that.
Oh, really? Papa said you got to get married, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Or what? What does papa
say? Why do you say that, papa? Why do you say, papa, why do you say you don't believe in a woman just having a friend? What, Papa? Papa said, no comment at this time.
Papa said, you better walk down that aisle if he's going to pull out his pistol or something.
No, Papa, Papa, no, if Papa had his
Papa
way.
Papa said, it's mad.
No, if Papa had his way, me and Papa would be living together. But you have to stand your ground.
Mm.
What you believe in.
Yeah. Stand your ground on what you believe in then. Okay, well, I have another clip by Alexis K. Taylor. Now, this is the one, I think, Delta, you speak on this one. Women, you know, just kind of focusing on the lower part, just want, what did you say, feel good down below? Which I don't see anything wrong with wanting to feel good down below, but I guess you're saying they want to do too much feeling good down below and don't have that stuff in order.
That's
don't
correct.
Have that.
That is correct. That's where a lot of the young girls, they content with just having a man to have sex.
It may be a little bit of this penis addiction that's going on that Alexis K. Taylor is talking about, so we'll dig into this and let's just hear what she, now, you know, she's a little provocative with her talk. Mm-hmm. And
okay,
we
I
just
understand that, but if you're in a
might
sexual
have
relationship,
years,
the man should be coming. If
saying.
He ain't going to be coming, then the man
I like
should be going somewhere else, putting his penis in something else and somebody else. So that is the idea. If he's going to have sex with you, the ultimate goal for a man is to have an orgasm, to have a large earth-shaking ejaculation. And a lot of women want that man to have the best ejaculation when he's in their mouth. They want it to be so incredible that he does not pick another woman's mouth or vagina over there. And I think that's what a lot of women don't really want to be honest about. They want you to fall in love. Women want men to fall in love with the pussy or the head. They want it to be so dynamic in comparison to everything he's ever had. You want to stand out bar none. And you want to know that no matter how long or how little time it takes, this man always ejaculates in your mouth, in your vagina, or he just has the ejaculation period. You just want to see it because a lot of women get their power. We, just like men, if their penis is little or if the penis ain't hitting the walls right or finding the G-spot, if he doesn't know how to make the woman have a satisfying orgasm, he's going to feel that he's off. And a lot of women will laugh and talk about men. If their penis is small or if they're not performing to a level that she's used to, then that will affect his self-esteem. So in so many other ways, women, we are affected with the way that a man has his orgasm and the way that his penis responds and the way he responds when he's in our mouth and in our vagina.
So how would a woman know if a man is in love with her vagina?
She'll know he's in love with her vagina because he won't be able to get enough of it. And see, that's one problem too, that women don't realize when they hung up on the penis, is that because he's in love with your vagina does not mean that he's in love with you. That's a separate issue. Men are a lot of times, now I'm not talking about the bad ones, but even the ones that are good men still are in love with having orgasm and have a great sex. But a lot of men are so hooked on the feeling and the experience that they get when they're in a certain woman's vagina that he is detached from her as a being, as a human being.
Oh, and just focus on that.
Yeah, because he's so locked into that. A lot of men are really at that low level, and that's why we have to recognize it. But a lot of us get so caught up on the dick, and we get so hung up in penis power and what it means to us, what it represents to us, that we can't see him or see where he is. And we get locked into a groove, a rhythm. Because when you start having sex with somebody, there is a certain rhythm, and you start to recognize their body, their movements, the way they shift. And when the energy flows differently, you can tell because the sex experience is different. His movements, his body function, the feeling that you can't really describe it, but you can sense when that man has shifted, when his mind, his emotions has moved in another direction, when he's had sex with another woman, or when he's been with another man. And most of the time, men lie. Men deny it and say, you just being.
Okay, let's talk about that right there. I mean, she said quite a bit there. The whole penis addiction, when the penis is in you, you lose your mind. And then what she said, I find quite interesting what she said about, let's see, the rhythm feather, what you were talking about, feeling that
That's
rhythm.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. I told you it's in everything. It's in everything. So if a woman is with a man and they've got that same rhythm, that resonance together, that really locks it in. It's like, oh God, because it's nothing like being on rhythm with someone sexually.
I know,
you know
that's
it's like nothing else. It's like I'm never letting you go.
When
you know,
like,
I'm never letting you go.
It's like your bodies are just when they connect because
synchronization.
Yes. you may have been with someone and you just can't seem to get that rhythm right, and you got to try to get them on the right rhythm because they all off or whatever. Like, oh my God, wait a minute. You know, hold on.
Yes.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
It's like I was with someone. It's like, are you going to get on or not? I mean, it's like, what's taking you so long to get in the rhythm, you know? Like, okay, this is not going to work. Not going to work.
Delta, have you ever experienced that? Somebody just not in the right rhythm?
Well, yes, I must say so. I must say so, yes.
Tell the truth, tell the truth.
Yeah, I have.
And what you have to do about it?
Well, the only thing I could say is you and that man got to be on the same mind and the same, you know, you just got to be in tune with each other. You ever
hear that's what I keep saying,
say,
in tune.
You ever hear a person say, that I looked at you and I know what you, when I looked at you and you looked at me, we both know what each other was thinking.
Uh-huh.
That means you really in tune with that person.
There you go. You're on the same vibration.
When you have a husband or a boyfriend or a spouse and you and him begin to talk and you and him may say something, and both of y'all may say the same sentence at the same time. That means you're really in tune with a person, and you know what they think.
Exactly, y'all on the same vibration.
On the same vibration.
Okay. I know.
Let me see. Let me see. Can we pick back up on?
Apparently, I don't know what you're going through, but a woman can tell. But a lot of times, if the woman is so hooked on the penis and the experience that she gets from being with that man, she's not going to be able to pull away and free herself. She's going to dig herself into a deeper hole. Because as one woman was telling me, she said she was having sex with this man, and she was sitting on top of him writhing. And she said she had gotten into a groove, so, you know, she might have gripped his head, or she might have put her hands on his shoulders, or locked them around the back of his neck, so she made sure it was just like a horse. She had that saddle, and she had the rope, so she couldn't let go. And as she got into that groove, she's sitting on him, she rocking, and she rolling in her rhythm, and she had just forgotten where she was. She got into a deep state of euphoria, because she said her dick was good. But it's not the problem, though. She said the dick was so good that as she started rocking, she just got into it, and all of a sudden, she said something just hit her. Bam! All upside his head. Just slapped him. Dick will make you slap somebody. So y'all need to remember that. That's why I'm trying to deal with the fact.
Wait a minute.
Now you telling me a story, and then you switch it on me and say the woman in ecstasy and turn around and slap somebody. She slapped him upside the head. And I said, why did you slap? She said, I couldn't help it. She had just
now,
gotten
you know your audience. Okay, go on.
No, go ahead.
No, finish your story. I want to hear why she slapped him.
I told you, she said she just got into this groove. She found her rhythm. See, that's what women don't realize. That's one reason why we get caught. Because the penis is a very powerful organ. It's a very deep, spiritual, sexual.
I'll make you slap somebody.
Heat-seeking missile. It's just like a rocket, see. And inside of every rocket, there's information encoded in it for it to do what it do. So the penis already knows its position. It already knows the orders that it has. So there's a mental, spiritual, emotional, physical, and sexual level of information locked inside of a man's penis. And women also have the same divisions in our vagina canal. So because we don't know who we are, we don't know our greatness, we don't know the spirituality in sex, we don't know the power of the vagina. A lot of times we'll run up on a penis that has all of this power in it, and the man may not know what he has or exactly what it does. He just knows he has a certain effect on women sexually, and they become addicted or become emotionally attached, and they don't want to let go. So he inserts that penis with all that information in it, that rocket, that missile, launch it up in the vaginal canal. And when that woman's energy, because remember, everything is energy first. Her energy of her vagina locks into the energy of the penis. And then as she relaxes and she breathes and really starts to sit on that penis and rock and move, start to rotate and find her rhythm or go up and down, back and forth, or around in a circle and rotate, see, she starts getting her groove back, see. She starts to adjust her hips and shift. And the more she gets deep into that spirit, she taps into the spiritual essence of her vagina. And it's locking into the spiritual essence of that man's penis. And she loses all of her inhibitions on a conscious level. So spiritually, she is in his mind. He's in hers. They have become one on that spiritual sexual level. So she starts to find the groove. And the parts of his penis start hitting the parts of her vagina walls, harmonizing them, making them sing. And so she feel like she's in church jumping and shouting because that man hitting them walls like she needed him to hit them walls. And so she said it was so good. And she relaxed and she said at one instant it was feeling so good to her. The thought crossed her mind that he might let somebody else have a little sample of that. Then it's just the feeling of being caught up in the pleasure and then thinking about, wait a minute, he might do this right here. So she just slapped him. So I'm just saying sometimes we have to be aware that the dick will make you slap
him. You better not.
Dick will make you lose control.
Dick will make you lose control.
Dick will make you pull a gun and shoot somebody in the face. See, you have to be careful. That's why, because a lot of us have really gone overboard with this. I told you.
Don't you even think about going to her house.
Man, it's so good. You just have to slap him. Oh my gosh!
What did you
think
you,
about it?
Where did you find those audios at?
You thinking what I'm thinking?
I want to listen to some more. Damn, you need to
share. No!
Wait a minute. She said it's hitting the penis, hitting the walls, and it's going all up in you and your energy
up
commitment.
And down and all around.
Yeah, I mean, I think I've experienced that.
Back and forth, up
going.
And down, all around.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I mean, getting
hold that
rhythm.
Thought.
Getting your, I mean,
but you know what? But that's, you know what? That's, I don't even see how in the world it run. I don't even see how in the world it run them young girls crazy, having sex because the young girls have so many different partners. Mm. And think about it, because
the boys do too.
Those are, but I know it. But what I'm saying is, women don't. We open ourselves up more than a man do. A man, to him, it's just about sex. It's just about releasing. A woman, mm-hmm. It's about opening all her feelings up.
Yeah, like
and
she
we
said,
and we
latch on attached.
and we are attached so quick.
We do. I think it's difficult for women, and I'm just speaking from a woman's perspective. I think it's difficult for us to just have sex with the same person and not, mm-hmm. you know, have some type of attachment, don't you?
Yeah, but
well, the man. Part of the reason why is because the man's penis, like she said, when he was hitting up against the walls,
mm-hmm.
then mm-hmm. when a woman, since a man is the one that's doing the thrusting, we get real detail here. Since the man is the one that's doing the thrusting, he's thrusting against the woman's walls that are connected to her root chakra and her sacral chakra. And so that's where a lot of emotions are hidden. That's where they lie. And so she can't help but get connected, because he's hitting up against those chakras, and those chakras is really just it's energy that's embedded in her, you know. So it's natural for us to be more connected when it comes to intimacy, the vagina and the penis connecting, the yoni and the linga connecting, you know, because it's where, you know, it's where those chakras align, so. That's important to think about. You can't just hit it and run.
No. And I read somewhere where it's like one reason why men really enjoy the coming in from the back, you know, doggy style or whatever, is because of the way that, I guess, the way that we're positioned, it's like they are able to really, like, enter you in a certain way. It gives them some
yes.
type of feeling.
Yeah, it goes up a certain canal. It goes up a certain way for
mm-hmm.
them. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, it's a much better feeling for them.
Because they love their position.
Mm-hmm.
My mm-hmm. goodness. If you
I think market maybe tighter or something. I don't know.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, no, that's a good point. And then you can position your body in so many different ways still in that position. You can, you know, elevate yourself, lower yourself.
And then it's not as much what do you say? Let me see, I can't think of the right word.
Not as restrictive.
It's a bad
feeling. Yes. It's not as much restricted because coming the other way, so your thighs, especially if you work out, your thighs are going to be strong and it's kind of like in the way when you come in, you know, the standard way, you know. But when you come from behind, then the thighs are not in the way. They're more down, you know, so it's no restriction. It's like clear.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh. And Delta, you were about to say something?
I think it's because when they come in from behind, I think it's because it's more of a tight feel for them. And I agree with Audra. They can enter you deeper that way. So
and it's a power thing. It's a power thing too.
It's full of power, all right,
August. Well, some of the people say the men like that because they are bordering on being down low, gay.
Oh well, I'm not talking about the anal part now. I'm just talking.
I'm not either.
Oh,
I'm not talking about the anal.
I don't think that's the position. I'm just telling you what I've heard people say.
Now, I'm a little strong woman, Miss Hattie, and I don't think that's it. I'm just telling you what I heard. Old gal used to like that in her young days.
Yeah, I know that's right, Delta Cougar. I know that's right. We didn't have any downloads. We didn't have any download connections.
Before they
almost
started
straight.
Bothering you, huh? Getting on those.
Yeah, Arthur knows the whole part of the body now.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-mm-mm.
I told you what you got to do. Stretch in the morning and walk. Stretch in the morning and walk.
Stretch in the morning and
walk.
And stretch your legs.
You really have got to stretch before you get out of the bed. Stretch. Who gets out of the bed first? You or a papa?
I do. I get up and get my grandbaby ready every morning.
There you go.
Both get up and get him ready for school.
There go them old grandbabies. Old grandbabies getting in the way of somebody's rhythm in the morning.
Exactly. Exactly. You need your own rhythm in the morning. Put everybody out of the room. Just give me 10 minutes. Just give me 10 minutes. You don't feel like you deserve it. You don't feel like you deserve it.
I get them ready. Papa gets them on the bus. That's the agreement.
Mm-hmm.
Papa walks into the bus and I get him ready.
I think that's a good deal. But like, just get your little stretches in before you jump up and start getting them out of the bed.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah, I'm not saying that you change your obligations. I'm just saying just 10 minutes for your health, for your health. It's all for your health.
Yeah,
that's
I need it. I know I do.
You need it. Let me just share this one right quick. Let's see. This is from your hometown, Dale.
The governor of Mississippi is now in the political hot seat after the state's legislature passed a bill allowing the denial of wedding services to same-sex couples based upon religious beliefs. Republican Governor Phil Bryant stated he will not sign House Bill 1523 on Friday, indicating that he is seeking time to review the measure. After a news conference at the state capitol, Bryant reiterated to curious reporters that he has not gotten to it yet, adding that once the legislation arrives at his office, it will be reviewed. The Mississippi House passed the final version of the bill by a vote of 69-45 on Friday. The Senate approved it 2 days prior by a vote of 32-17.
Adelta, that's your religious law down there.
I agree with it.
So tell us a little bit about the law, but then I want to get into your letter. Just give us
the law
synopsis and why you agree with it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the law is saying, like a lot of people, they saying that they can't, I have a friend who has a catering business. She do not want to do a catering, a wedding for like two women or two men. She do not want to do that. And that's against her religion, her freedom of religion, what she believes in. And I believe in it too. So, and if you don't put something in writing, now, like the governor said, a lot of them can jump up and sue you because they say you're discriminating against them. But a lot of people don't want to do that. A lot of people don't want, I know I wouldn't want to go to a restaurant. Now think about this. Everybody may not be like this, but I'm talking about me. I wouldn't want to go to a restaurant and there are two men sitting in there kissing and I got my grandkids and there are two, and no, I'm just being honest. And
yeah,
there are
two women
in there kissing and you got to explain that to your kids. I don't want that. So
and you have
so
a right to
basically
feel that way.
So basically what he's saying is if the business people don't want you coming in there hugging and kissing and all that in front of their people, they don't have to take it. And I agree with him.
So the law is just saying that there's no fraternization in public places? I thought it was
married. You can't get married, but that's one of them too. Oh, he been signed that law where you can't get married. This law here now is what he going on now. The other day he just signed one the other day where you cannot two of the same sex cannot adopt kids. I agree with him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I agree with him on that too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I saw that one. And so, like, with the religious freedom law, they basically can say, I don't want to service you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like my friend. I gave you a perfect example. Like, my friend girl, she have a catering business, and she do not want to cater for two women and two men. But if the governor don't put something in writing,
right,
a lot
then
of
she
the
can
people,
be sued for
be,
discrimination.
They're gonna be a, that is correct.
Mm-hmm.
But now,
yeah.
Now
the
thing
about
it now
is, go ahead.
Now the LGBT community is coming hard. But now let me tell you what the LGBT community, what they need to be worried about is they ain't worried about this. They ain't worried about the rebel flag flying and black and what it stands for, hate. But they worried about them. They can't go and stick up and kiss somewhere. But you don't care about, you don't care about people who being discriminated against because they color. But you worried about I can't kiss and I can't go get married and stick my butt or stick my head down somewhere. But you worried about me. But no, think about this.
Now here is the rebel flag here. The rebel flag here. Mississippi, the last state, y'all, with the rebel flag.
Yeah.
Delta, the last state with the rebel flag.
You said they can't go stick their heads somewhere. but I think that religious law has a lot of little, what is it? What can you say? How do you say it? Elements in there, yeah, that could cause the discrimination. That's
yes.
Me.
Oh, by the way, I really don't serve black people either, but that's a religious thing.
Based on my religious preference.
Based on my religion.
Then we go back to white toned ties.
I'm talking about the rebel flag.
Mm-hmm.
Just like what I'm saying about the rebel flag. They are the LGBT community ought to come, whatever you call them. They ought to come together.
LGBT, I think that's what it is.
They ought to come together. The gays and the lesbians ought to come together and grow like they
don't
do,
forget
like
the transgenders.
Like beehive, they come together and they'll fight. They'll fight for you trying to take their kissing and marriage and living together. But
that's what they want to do.
But you can't come down here and fight for racism.
Yeah, like that man.
Yeah, that's something to think about, y'all.
It is.
Fight for racism.
We're gonna pick back up on that on Sunday. For our socio-political show. I know you want to get your letter in, and this is a very interesting one here, but I'm going to have to just kind of like brief it to get to the main point, because I really want to hear what all of you suggest for this woman, because this is a very good question. So just to make it brief, because I read the letter a couple of times. So this young lady, she says she grew up in the age of having to be aware of HIV and AIDS and sexually transmitted infections. And her concern is she has a partner. Both of them have been tested. But she says that he wants to have oral sex with her. And she's concerned, though, although both of them have been tested and neither one of them tested positive for an infection, she's still unsure because she knows that he possibly could see someone else, be seeing someone else and having sex with someone else. And she just wants to be safe and protect herself. So the young man wants her to perform oral sex on him, and she wants to use a condom. He had a fit about her using the condom in the bedroom. And he wanted her to take the condom off, but she just really didn't feel comfortable with it. So she wants to know, since we do talk about sex and relationships and keeping it safe, so she wants to know, how can she explain this to him, or should she just go ahead on and have oral sex with him without the condom, since both of them did test negative?
Don't do the last. Let me jump right in there. Do not go ahead and have sex with, do not have oral sex with that man unprotected. Hold your ground. They want certain things. You want certain things. You have a right, just like they have a right. They have a desire to want to feel the whole tongue wet, slithery saliva feeling. You want to protect yourself. Yeah, I'm getting deep. You want to protect yourself. You have as much right to want to protect yourself as he has to want to feel the whole thing. Stick to what your mind and your heart went with at first. And if he doesn't want to do that, bye-bye, Charlie. That's it.
Well, what do you say, Dale? So we hear what Feza says. She says, have oral sex with the condom on. I don't know if I want to be tasting all that condom stuff.
If she wants to. Wait a minute, let me finish. If she didn't say that she felt uncomfortable about having oral sex. Some women like to have oral sex. If she likes
to have oral sex, then let her have oral sex. If she's uncomfortable about it altogether, then don't do it. No, and it looks like she's going to have to not do it.
No, it was,
yeah.
It was being, she's uncomfortable about having oral sex without his condom being on his penis.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Right. So,
okay.
Jill,
well,
what do you think?
Basically, she shouldn't be having sex at all, because I can point out the problems right now. There's a problem in the relationship already. Number one problem, she says she's uncomfortable. And she's uncomfortable because when she's having intercourse with him, she is using a rubber. Then he asked her to take it off. She wouldn't take it off. Okay, now he wants oral sex, but the only way she want to do it, with a rubber on. Okay, there are red flags right there. This tells me that you're not comfortable with your partner. If you're not comfortable, you shouldn't be having sex at all. Because
I think she's just uncomfortable about the condom. It's the whole deal with having oral sex.
But think about, but listen at
without
her.
Without the condom.
But listen at her real, real good. So
okay.
You got to read between the lines.
Yeah, you do.
If you uncomfortable pulling it off, and if you uncomfortable with, you have to have it with having intercourse, and you got to have it with doing R6, this tells me there is a problem. The relationship, it is a problem. There is a trust issue. Because if you didn't have that trust issue, your naked penis would be inside of me. That means, no, think about it. If a man,
your naked penis would be inside of me.
That's what I'm saying. It would be inside of me. That means you is not comfortable with him. There is a red flag.
Well, did she put the condom on for the sex part or for the oral sex part?
No, for both. They use the condom during sex. She just she doesn't want to take the condom off to perform oral sex on him.
Yeah.
So there's a problem right there. She is uncomfortable. When a woman starts feeling uncomfortable, you got to follow your mind. Something is going on deeper.
Yeah.
She knows there's something in the background. She's probably coming all the way out with it.
Yeah.
But if
if
you're uncomfortable having sex with him and you wearing the condoms on all the way, you need to not be doing it at all. Something is not right in the relationship. That tells me there is a distrust. Because if you going with a man, think about it, women. We all have been had sex before, and we all have used condoms. When a man that we comfortable with, we take it off. You know I'm telling the truth. We take it off. So if you're not taking it off, there is a problem.
Well, there's your answer.
There's her answer. There's something wrong. And she hear it in the back of her mind. She hear it in the back of her mind. And when you hear it in the back of your mind, you better follow your mind.
All right, then.
Because you can go down
that's your heart talking to you. Your heart is telling you,
you can go
don't do it.
Your heart is telling you something. If something is not right. Something in the back of your mind is saying
something is not right.
Just ain't right.
Just ain't right. I can't put my hand on it. What do you say, Icy Hot?
Well, I think Icy Hot went and got her Bible and started reading some scriptures. So,
then she also mentioned that she felt like the fellow would see other ladies. Oh, sure did. She wasn't sure because, yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's that little hint of doubt, little hint of doubt, like Delta Cooper said, it's a lack of trust issues.
Lack of trust.
Yep.
No. She needed to keep it on all the way until she feel free. But really, the number one thing I could say to her, and I want her to take this thought from Delta Cougar.
Okay.
There's a voice in your head telling you that something is not right, and there is a distrust somewhere. So you need to pull it up out of you and not put it in the throat. You need to wait a while because you're not comfortable yet. And it's telling me something is going on.
All right. So, well, there's your answer. Thank you so much, Delta. Thank you, Feather. Thank you, Icy Hot. Thank you, Scotty. Thank you, listeners. And we will be back on Sunday night. So definitely tune in and be ready for another hot
Texas Bama. I'm a baby hair with baby hair and afro. I like my Negro Nova Jackson 5 Nitro. Earned all this money, but they never take the country out me.
I got hot sauce in my bag. Like,
ooh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah. I like that.